有时候我们会问说，我们应当如何来读圣经？
Sometimes we ask, how do we read the Bible?
那其中有一个方法，就是圣经里头如果有记载着第一次出现第一次发生的事情这个常常就是重点。
There's one thing you can look for. If there's something that happened in the Bible for the first time, that is a good place for you to recognize the importance.
我们如果用心去读圣经的话，你可以找到很多的这种在圣经里头的第一次。
If we study carefully, study the Bible carefully, you can find a lot of these first times.
你如果有兴趣的话，你都去把它整理出来，好好的去查考一下，相信对我们会有很大的帮助。
If you have the interest, you can go and study the Bible and organize all these first occurrences. I believe that it will be of great help to everyone.
因为通常这就是一个代表很有代表性、很有启发性的一个记载。
Because oftentimes these first occurrences are representative of the start.
那我们知道，在圣经里头记载的第一个人就是亚当。
We know in the Bible the first person was Adam.
那我们从亚当我们可以来认识我们人的本质是什么。
From Adam, we can learn what the essence of man is.
我们发现亚当是尘土所造的，所以人的本质就像尘土。
We discover that Adam was created from dirt, so we know the essence of man is dirt.
所以我们人带着血肉之体，我们其实是很脆弱的。
As men, we are made of flesh and blood, but we are very fragile.
但是这么脆弱的人，这么卑微的人却得到神最多最大的爱。
But such a fragile man receives the greatest love from the Lord.
所以神这么爱我们我们人生有一个很大的目的，我们就是要荣耀神。
As much as God loves us, man has a great purpose in life, which is to glorify God.
圣经记载着说，这个亚当是照着神的形象所造的。
The Bible records that Adam was created in God's image.
这么脆弱的人却有神的形象。
Such a fragile man has the image of God.
所以人的价值是远远的超过其他的任何的万物。
So the value of man greatly exceeds anything else in the world.
今天我们人做很多的努力，那其中一个最重要的努力是什么呢？
Today we work hard, and what is the most important thing that we work hard for?
我们要恢复那个原来的形象。
We have to return to the original image.
尤其主耶稣拣选了我们就是要我们恢复神的形象。
Especially Jesus Christ selected us, it is for us to return to that original image.
所以是什么是信仰的过程？
What is the passage of our faith?
就是这段过程，就是我们来恢复这个神给我们的形象。
This passage is for us to return to that original image.
在创世纪第五章写到说，亚当930岁就死了。
In Genesis chapter 5, it records that Adam died at the age of 930 years.
所以死这件事情是会临到每一个人。
Therefore, death will come upon everyone.
从人的生一直到人的死，这是一个过程。
From birth till death, that is the passage of your life.
那在这段过程里头，什么事情是最重要的呢？
During your passage, what are the most important things?
我们请看《创世纪》的第五章。
那这个 Genesis chapter 5。
创世纪第五章二十节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 20。
二十节，亚烈共活了962岁就死了。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 20。Altogether, Jared lived 962 years and then he died.
从第一节到二十节是亚当到这个亚烈
From verse 1 to verse 20, it talks about Adam to Noah, to Jared, sorry.
这是经过了六代。
This consists of six generations.
那在这20节里头, 他都在记载什么?
What are these 20 verses recording?
都记载一个人, 他活到几岁。
Records about how one person lived to how old.
那内容就是 这个, 生儿养女。
The content is about the sons and daughters.
生小孩, 养小孩。
It's to bear kids and to raise kids.
那看起来这个 给我们的一个很重要的启发就是 什么是人生大事。
And this gives us a revelation into what is the great thing in our lives.
有婚姻，有儿女，这样就是 家庭，这个就是人生大事。
It is to have to be married and to have children, to have a family. That is a great thing in our lives.
所以，这个从第五章的这一段里头。 我们看到的这个家庭是非常的重要的。
From chapter 5, we can see that the family is of utmost importance.
那这个家庭是从婚姻来开始的。
And the family starts from marriage.
那在婚姻里头, 就会有神, 常常就会有神所赐给我们的儿女。
And in marriage, we will receive the sons and daughters that God gives us.
这应该是 人生从生到死的一个很重要的内容。
This is a very important content in our lives from birth to death.
我们请看第五章的第一节。
这个 chapter 5 verse 1。
第一节,亚当的后代记在下面, 当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。
Verse 1, this is the written account of Adam's line. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
第二节,并且造男造女,在他们被造的日子,神赐福给他,称他们为人。Verse
2, he created them male and female, blessed them, and when they were created, he called them man.
第三节,亚当活到130岁,生了一个儿子,形象样式和自己相似,就给他起名叫赛特。Verse
3, when Adam lived 120 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth.
这里我们就来看一下这个第一个人亚当里头的一个重点之一，就是他的家庭，他的婚姻。We'll
look at here Adam and the important point in his life, his son and his marriage.
我已经说过，这个亚当他里头有很多的。 还有其他的项目是我们可以仔细的去做思考的。
I've already talked before that Adam had many other points that we can think about and consider.
我们今天下午就单单来看他的婚姻。
This afternoon we'll look at just his marriage.
因为他也是人类的第一对的婚姻。
Because he is the first marriage of mankind.
那借着查考他的婚姻，让我们来明白一些婚姻的道理。
Through his marriage, let us learn some of the principles of marriage.
第一个，我们来看神在婚姻里头的地位。First,
let's look at the position of God in marriage.
有神参与的事情，那一定是最重要的，最神圣的。When
God is involved, that is the most important thing and is the most holiest thing.
婚姻就是神亲自参与的一件工作。
Marriage is something that God personally attends to.
所以这个婚姻是非常的神圣的一件事情。So
marriage is an extremely holy thing.
我们请看创世纪第二章。Let's
look at Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章,
Genesis chapter 2.
18节,
verse 18.
主神说,那人独居不好。 我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
Verse 18, the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
主神用土所造的造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样的飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎么叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
Verse 19, now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name.
20节，那人给一切的牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名，只是那人没有意见配偶帮助他。
Verse 20, the man gave names to all the livestock, birds of the air, and beasts of the field, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
21节，主神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
Verse 21, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh.
主神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Verse 22, then the Lord God made a woman from the rib and take he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man.
23节，那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上起出来的。
Verse 23, the man said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
24节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Verse 24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
25节，当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。
Verse 23, the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame.
读了这一段经文，我们就可以看出来，这个神在婚姻这件事情上面，他的地位。
From this passage in the Bible, we can see God's position in marriage.
神是婚姻的这个创立者。
God is a creator of marriage.
当时神来见证这一个第一场的第一场的这个婚姻。
God came to witness this first marriage.
神当时也是这个来主持主导这对的婚姻。
He also came to host this marriage.
那神他也是这对婚姻的介绍人。
God was also the matchmaker for this marriage.
所以这个婚姻的设立，婚姻制度的设立是神来设立的。
So the marriage was established from God.
那其他的三个工作，他就交给人来做。
And the three other tasks he had let man take care of them.
当一对新人结婚的时候，在场的人就是他们的见证人。
When a new couple marries, the people there are the witnesses.
这个在结婚之前的这一段过程就有好些的人来促成他们或者来帮助他们、引导他们这些就是介绍人。
Before the couple are married, the people who come talk to them, help them, they are the matchmakers.
那通常都会有父母亲自己的长辈来这个做这个这个当时的这个这个主婚的人。
Usually, you will have the elders, the older generation or parents, be the matchmakers.
所以这样看来这个婚姻这一件事情，它不是那种用挑选的选择的。
So it looks like from here, marriage is not something that we choose or pick.
因为亚当在看所有的其他这些这个牲畜的时候呢，他挑不到这个能够帮助他的。
Because when Adam was looking at all the beasts, he could not find anyone that could help him.
所以在圣经里头强调一个原则就是不是随意的去挑选。
So in the Bible, it emphasizes that we don't choose of our own will.
我们看到这个亚当跟夏娃见面的时候，他的那一种表达的方式 就是他，就是这一个。
When we see Adam's expression when he saw Eve, we see that he knew it was her, that she was the one.
哦，那种感觉，这啊，这个，这就是了。
That was it.
啊，所以这个给我们这个准备要结婚的人啊，或者我们做长辈、做父母亲的一个很好的提醒。
And this is a good reminder for those of us who are ready to be married, or the older generation who are watching those who are getting married.
很多的时候我们要尊重当事人的那一种，这一种这就是了的这一种，这一种啊，这种明白啊，或者是说感觉。
Sometimes we have to think about the feeling of people at the time who think that this is it, this is the one.
当然我们是希望说大家的感觉都是说这就是了。
Of course, we want everyone to feel that, yes, this is it.
但是有时候是会尤其是父母亲跟儿女之间呢，会有一些的差异。
But sometimes there's differences between the parents or the children.
那当然这一种的感动啊，也不是随便的感动。
And that sort of a feeling that you have is not a random feeling either.
这个是求神啊，这个神求神来帮助我们，让我们真的能够去体会到。我在这里，我也实在没有办法去跟各位解释怎么去那个有那个感觉。
And it is sometimes you comes from God. You ask God to tell people that is, I don't know how to explain that I have this sort of feeling.
我只是说我们要考虑这件事情要有这一方面的尊重。
I'm saying that when we're undertaking these tasks, we have to consider consider others' opinion as well.
那这里也让我们知道说。这个夫妻不可分开。
Over here it tells us also that the husband and wife cannot separate.
那再来就是人人都要尊重婚姻。
And everyone must respect the marriage.
所谓的尊重婚姻就是在要有这个夫妻来才能够拥有的，当你还不是夫妻的时候你就不可以去拥有。
What respect means is that before you are husband and wife, what you don't have, you cannot take and get it and have it.
只有夫妻才能够去拥有。
Only the husband and wife can have the thing.
你还不是夫妻，你就去拥有，这个就是不尊重婚姻。
If you before you are husband and wife and you do those things that you're not supposed to do, then you're not respecting the marriage.
所以。现代的人很容易男女之间就会有一些有一些这个比较亲密的动作。
And today, men and women tend to have more intimate actions with each other.
如果这些动作是夫妻，你认为说这是夫妻才能够拥有的，而你还不是夫妻你就去拥有，你这就是不尊重婚姻。
If those actions you think that should only occur between a husband and wife, but you have it before your husband and wife, then you are not respecting marriage.
所以我们可以说这是一个很不尊重婚姻的世代。
We can say this generation is a generation that does not respect marriage.
所以这不尊重婚姻就是不尊重神。
And if you don't respect marriage, you don't respect God.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage was established by God.
那我们来看一下神设立这个婚姻它的原理。
To get the principles of how God established marriage.
我们再看一下创世纪第二章的24节。
那这个 Genesis chapter 2 verse 24。
24节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Verse 24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. They will become one flesh.
这里首先讲到人要离开父母。
Over here it tells us that man will leave his father and mother.
这个离开啊，并不是撇下撇下父母亲这个不管的意思。
To leave the father and mother doesn't mean that you cast them aside and not care for them.
哦，这个离开父母，他真正的意思是，成熟，能够独立。
The real meaning of leaving the father and mother is means that you become mature and you're able to be independent.
所以有时候我们会讨论说，大概在什么年纪的时候，在什么情况之下是适合结婚。
So sometimes we'll discuss what is a proper age that we should be married, we can be independent.
那 我想一个很重要的原则就是当人能够离开父母的时候。
I think a very good principle is that when the person is able to leave the father and mother.
在2004年我跟我两个儿子说某某弟兄要结婚了你们知道吗
In the year 2004, I told my sons that, oh, do you know this brother is going to get married?
2004年他们现在是2009年，然后五年前呢，他们比现在都还小得多。
So now it's 2009 now, and that was 5 years ago. So they were much younger than before.
我记得他们讲的话，但是已经不记得谁讲哪一句话。
I remember what they said. I just don't remember who said what.
一个说把他 too young.
One of them said too young.
另外一个说不过他很 mature.
The other one said, but he's mature. He's not mature enough.
各位，你可能，我们不要小看这些小朋友，其实他们的判断力已经有够厉害了。
And we shouldn't look down on the little children because sometimes their judgment is very good.
那我们大哥哥大姐姐们，你们不要小看小弟弟小妹妹们。
And older brothers and sisters, we shouldn't look down on our little younger brothers and sisters.
常常他们在你的婚姻上可以给你加婚。
Sometimes in your marriage, they can give you more in your marriage.
这个说，我觉得他很 mature 的，为什么他会这样说
？The one that said, "I think he's mature." Why would he say that?
因为刚过完学生联恩会，这个弟兄就是他的辅导员。
Because he had just went to spiritual convocation, and his counselor was that brother.
所以从你在跟小朋友接触当中，这个小朋友的感触都是非常敏锐的，他就能够感触到说，这个大哥哥很成熟。
In your contact with younger children, young children are very sensitive, and they can sense that this brother was very mature.
所以他们的结论就是。他还很 young 但是他已经可以 mature 可以结婚了。
So their conclusion was that he was very young, but he was mature.
那一对的婚礼是在北加州。
That marriage was in Northern California.
那所以我们要两个孩子跟我们一起开车上去参加他们欣然的答应。
They invited us and two kids to go up there to attend the wedding.
因为那种年纪，要跟爸爸妈妈这样子六七个小时坐在车内的其实是很不容易。
To drive with kids at that age for 6-7 hours is truly not easy.
因为他们已经。不是那种喜欢跟着爸爸妈妈的年纪。
Because they're at the age where they don't like to be with their father and mother.
不过能够有那五六个小时，真的也是非常的感谢的。
But to have those five six hours, we're also very thankful to have those five six hours.
那也因为有这样一个成熟的弟兄，年轻但是成熟的弟兄，所以我们能够有那一趟的旅途。
And with this young but mature brother, we could have this trip to Northern California.
在哪些事情上面要是能够独立呢
？What things do we need to be independent in?
在经济上要能够独立。
And in your finances.
在观念上要能够独立。
In your concepts.
在责任上要能够独立。
In your responsibilities.
在信仰上要能够独立。
In your faith.
我们常常在努力着、忧虑着如何来养育我们的孩子。
We often work hard and worry about how we should raise our children.
这四样也是我们做父母亲， 我们的目标。
Those four things are also the goals that we strive for as father, as parents.
让他们在这几件事情上面，他们能够独立。
We work so that they can be independent in those four things.
这也是在帮助他们来走上这个婚姻这一条道路。
And this is also to help them to walk on the path of marriage.
走上这一条这个神所赐福的道路。
They walk on this path that God has blessed.
神设立这个婚姻的第二个原理啊，就是第二句话讲说啊，跟妻子联合。
The second principle that God established marriage was for man and wife to be together.
那他的意思就是人不可这个啊，夫妻不可分开。
That means that man and wife cannot separate.
第三个原则啊，就是两人成为一体。
The third concept is that the two become one flesh.
这在讲到夫妻之间的关系。
This talks about the relationship between the man and the wife.
在社会上啊，有这个所谓争取平等。
In our society, we have a concept of fighting for equality.
在社会上有很多的因素会造成不平等。
And in our society, there are many things that will cause things to not be equal.
很长的一段时间啊，性别成为一个不平等的很大的原因。
And for a very long time, gender was a very important factor in inequality.
所以在过去很长的一段时间，在社会上是在争着男女的平等。
And for a period of time, there was a battle for equality between men and women.
早上我们已经提到，这个婚姻就是一男一女。
In this morning, we talked about how marriage is one man, one woman.
但是在婚姻里头，并没有这个男女真平等的这件事情这种需要。
But in marriage, there is not necessary for equality between the man and the woman.
因为在婚姻里头，男女的关系是一体的关系。
Because in marriage, the man and woman are of one body.
所以他所讲究的是这个顺服。以及相爱。
So what we have to worry about is to mutual understanding and love.
那这个尊重以及顺服。
And to respect and submit.
那当然引申的，好，我们可以引申到说，是整个前人的这一种合为一体。
And we can say that it comes together into becoming one body.
在肉体上的，在精神上的，在心灵上的合而为一。
In your body, in your flesh and your spirit, that you become one.
还有你的mental.
And mentally.
那既然婚姻是神所设立的，所以神对婚姻就有简单的要求。
Since marriage is established by God, He has some simple requirements for us.
在这个范围里头，人就能够来享受这个婚姻的幸福，婚姻的祝福。
In our environment, we can enjoy the blessing and joy of marriage.
请看创世纪第二章二十二节。
这个 Genesis chapter 2 verse 22。
主神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
Verse 22, the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man.
所以是神将夏娃带到亚当的面前。
So the Lord brought Eve in front of Adam.
就好像我们今天在婚礼里头。我们看到新娘的父亲把新娘带到这个讲台前面，把她交给新郎。
Just like in weddings today, we see how the bride's father brings a bride to the groom in front of the chapel.
在座一定有人有过这样的经验，你把女儿交给你的女婿。
Sometimes you have the experience where you have the when you bring the wife to the future son-in-law.
在这个一刹那之间， 这个做父亲的啊，这一个动作里头啊，就是有那很深的意义在里头。
And the, when the fathers bring the daughter to the son, there's a great meaning in it.
我将我的女儿交付给你。
I am bring my daughter to you.
就像当时神将夏娃交给亚当来啊，来爱他，来看顾他。
Just as God brought Eve to Adam at the time for him to care and love her.
所以神对做丈夫 的一个要求就是爱自己的妻子。
So the requirement God has for the husband is for him to love his wife.
所以在新约圣经里头啊，就用基督的爱，基督如何来爱教会啊，这样来讲，做先生的要这样子的来爱妻子。
That is why in the New Testament, it uses church as a bride. That's how the man should love his wife.
那我们在生活当中，我们要尽量的不自私。
In our lives, we should work to not be selfish.
如果允许自私的话，那大概就是对自己太太的这一种自私的爱。
And if we are selfish, then we'll also cause our wife to be selfish.
不是。只能够对太太的这种爱是自私的。
We can only be selfish in our love with our wife.
圣经说，好像爱惜自己的身体。
The Bible says that we love her like our own body.
很可惜的，今天很多人是不懂得爱自己的身体。
But it's sad today that many people don't know how to love their own bodies.
所以啊，也就不懂得怎样来爱自己的太太。
So therefore, we don't know how to love our wives either.
所以我们日常的生活其实是很重要的。
So our daily lives are very important.
日常的生活的一些小事情，其实是影响到那些很重要很大的事情。
Many the little things in our life often affect the important things in our life.
我们今天一直在强调着，既然结婚的婚姻就是最重要的，很重要的。
Today we emphasize that since we are married, then marriage is of utmost importance.
那你在平常就不懂得爱惜自己，那你就不容易去懂得去爱惜你的啊你的妻子。
If you don't know how to love yourself, then how do you know how to love your wife?
那所以圣经里头也教导着说，啊，我们要按着做丈夫的要按着情理来对待自己的妻子。
And the Bible also tells us that we have to love our wife with
丈夫要按着情理哈来爱自己的妻子。
They have to love their wife with
knowledge.
啊，
男女有没有别呢？真的，男女是有别的。
Are there differences between a man and wife? And yes, there are.
这个婚姻呢，真的是要不断的去啊，不断的去学习，不断的去体会。
And marriage is something that we have to experience constantly and learn constantly.
有时候丈夫啊，真的是很爱太太。
Sometimes the husband truly does love the wife.
但是爱的让太太觉得很痛苦。
But the love causes the wife to feel pain.
因为他不是按着情理来爱太太。
But because he did not love her with knowledge.
那虽然说这个妻子要顺。这个顺服自己的丈夫啊，但是做丈夫的也要给妻子应该有的尊重。
Even though the wife is supposed to submit to the husband also must give respect to the wife.
啊，圣经里也提到说，做丈夫的不要苦待自己的啊妻子。
The Bible also says that the husband should not make the wife suffer.
今天我们生活在一个物质很丰富、很富裕的社会里头。
We live today in a very rich and bountiful society.
一般来讲，在物质上做丈夫的总是不会让妻子来受苦。
Usually, in terms of material needs, the husband will not let the wife suffer.
但是在很多的时候里头，做丈夫的却让妻子她在精神的那一个层面是很受苦。
But oftentimes it is the mental aspect that the husband causes the wife to suffer.
当做妻子的 常常为丈夫的啊一些事情来觉得很忧虑、很烦恼的时候啊，做丈夫的不要认为说你怎么这么会烦恼。
As when the wife worries for the husband, the husband should not think that why are you should think of the wife, but why are you such a worrier?
啊，这个丈夫会觉得说，这个在物质上我已经供应的。都不用忧愁了，你还忧愁什么？
The husband says that in our material needs, I have given everything. What are you worried about?
啊，这个人的生活啊，不是只有物质。
But in human life, we are not just wanting of material things.
好，我们以为说我们给太太的是应有尽有啊，其实呢，我们常常是在不留意当中啊，做丈夫的是会让妻子很受苦。
As husbands, sometimes we think that we give all we can, but actually we're causing the wife to suffer.
那神对做太太的有什么要求呢？
And what requirements does God have for the wife?
请看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
主神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”
Verse 18, the Lord God said, "This is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
这里神说，这个做太太的啊，是要来帮助这个做丈夫的亚当。
God said that as a wife, she is to be the helper for Adam.
有时候啊，做太太的啊，会哭丧着脸说：“我要做这个，我要做那个。”为什么你还不满意？为什么我的丈夫还是啊、这样子的对待我？
Sometimes as a wife, will cry and say that I've done this and I've done that for the husband. How come he's still not satisfied?
啊，这个就好像说你在射靶，你射很多，但是其实没有射中那个红心。
That is sort of like when you're shooting arrows and you shoot many arrows, but you don't hit the bullseye.
你虽然很努力做很多事情，但是呢，所做的这些事情并不是真的让你的丈夫得到帮助。
You've done many things, but the things you've done do not necessarily help your husband.
那所以你没有达到神对一个做妻子的要求，那么你们的婚姻怎么会是在这个规范里头？怎么会是一个蒙福的婚姻呢
？Therefore, you have not achieved the requirements of God for a wife. So how can you be blessed in your marriage?
哦，很多的时候，这个太太也是非常的忙碌，非常的努力，做很多事情。
And truly, sometimes a wife is also very busy and she does many things.
啊，但是常常是。这是我想做的，这是我喜欢做的，这是为了我自己做的。
Oftentimes, the thing she does is she thinks that I am doing this because I want to, or the things I do are for me.
哦，那当然，既然有了家庭，啊，也就是说到最后是为了这个家庭做的。
And once you have a family, you'll say that I'm doing it for the family.
哦，但是事实上，神要求妻子的是你的角色是去帮助丈夫。
Yet God's said that your role is to be the helper for the man.
好，无论你再怎么努力，你所做的不是直接间接的帮助到丈夫，常常就是没有射中目标的箭。
No matter what you do, if the things you do don't directly help the man, then your arrows are not hitting the target.
所以啊，婚姻既然是神所设立的，那我们一个基督徒，我们应当尊重婚姻。
So as since marriage is established by God, then we should respect it as Christians should.
啊，如果我们是尊重神的话，敬畏神的话，我们就要尊重婚姻。
If we respect God and respect, then we have to respect marriage.
啊，我们也坚守着神给我们的这个很清楚明了的这些简单的原则。 跟教训。
Take in these simple teachings and requirements that God has given us.
那我们就能够蒙神的祝福，我们也能够让周遭的人一同得福气。
And we can be blessed and also have the people around us receive blessing.
这个社会很缺少这个美满的婚姻。
The society lacks beautiful, fulfilling marriages.
啊，这个社会很缺少幸福的家庭。
The society lacks happy, blessed families.
啊，如果我们的婚姻是美满的，我们的家庭是幸福的，就是给这个社会加分。
If our family is blessed and our marriage is happy, then we add blessings to the Lord.
啊，靠着神的恩惠，我们是做得到的。
When we rely, if we rely on God's grace, then we will be able to achieve it.
唱诗238首。
Let's sing hymn 238.